Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, the wonderful Kate Aviv, Community Relations Specialist for the Pikes Peak Humane Society, or Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region in Pueblo. Kate, it's Friday, and let's just call it Backwards Day because it's also National Fruitcake Day.
Sounds good to me.
It was a big day for Bob and his new mom, but some other really cool things happened during the adoption event today. But let's talk about Bob.
Sure. So Bob was the puppy who on December 15th was thrown at a car by a man who was high on methamphetamine. The Pueblo Police Department responded, called in our animal law enforcement team for assistance, and Bob was then taken to our shelter. After he reached 8 weeks old, which was earlier this week, we were able to neuter him and put him up for the adoption today.
Very exciting. And what was the turnout like?
It was great. We had a pretty packed house and a lot of media there as well. So it was just really great to see, you know, the community so invested in the welfare of its animals.
And in the end, Bob's new forever home is going to be out in Peyton.
Yes, it is. And he was adopted by a lovely woman who also has another dog who looks just like an older version of Bob.
Oh, that's very fun. And then with all of those wonderful people there, and you're delivering the message that if you do show up and you want to be part of the adoption lottery process, by all means, everybody who's qualified is going to be put into the drawing. If you don't get Bob, maybe there's a little something else you can do, or maybe you can adopt while you're there because there are so many other little fur babies around there that are waiting and ready for their forever homes. One person stood out to you in particular today.
Yes, exactly. So after seeing some of the news stories from yesterday, they called in and actually waived the adoption fees of six of our pets with a generous donation that was equivalent to the $400 of Bob's adoption fee. So thanks to that generous donor, we now have six adoptable pets where their fees are waived, and we were actually able to adopt out two of them today. So there's still four left.
Wow. So there are four dogs who some very generous soul has paid the fees for people who can now, maybe they couldn't get a dog before, maybe now they can because the fees are covered for them.
Yep. And they still include, you know, the spay or neuter, voucher for a veterinarian exam, vaccines, dog license, and much more.
That is so exciting, Kate. When we were texting back and forth today, I was just really enthusiastic and looking so forward to this couple of minutes together where we could talk about that and share that wonderful story. We live in such a great region with such great and caring people. And is it any wonder? I'm just hoping that over the weekend, it is a big adoption weekend, and those four animals that now have fees waived and bunches of others get to find new homes as well because people are inspired.
Yeah, I certainly hope the same, and I'm so appreciative of the donors and the people who came out to support Bob and our Humane Society there in Pueblo today. It definitely jerked some tears from a lot of the eyes of the staff. So,
yeah, and you guys work so hard to make all those things happen and match up people with their forever dogs and cats with their forever homes. It's a wonderful thing that you all do. Kate Aviv, Community Relations Specialist for the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region in Pueblo, pulling off yet what I think is another miracle. You guys are great.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too, Kate. We'll talk to you Tuesday for Pet of the Week next week.
Sounds great.